wants to underline that Article 6 of the NPT and the associated preambular paragraphs establish a clear obligation for nuclear disarmament with the finality of a nuclear weapon-free world, an unequivocal undertaking by the nuclear weapon states to accomplish the total elimination of the nuclear arsenals as formulated by review conferences. Austria highly welcomes the fact that in February, the United States and the Russian Federation have achieved full implementation of the New START agreement. And we hope that an extension of this treaty as a first step towards further reductions will follow. The most momentous recent positive development is, of course, the adoption of the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons in 2017, which stands out as the first tangible result of multilateral nuclear disarmament negotiations since the adoption of the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty in 1996. It was always clear that a legally binding norm to prohibit nuclear weapons is indispensable for the implementation of Article 6 of the NPT. The TPNW, as the CTPT, and hopefully soon also an FMCT, constitute effective legal measures that are called for on the path to the implementation of Article 6. Mr. Chairman, today's horrifying arsenal of about 15,000 nuclear weapons is sufficient to extinguish humanity several times over. Disturbingly, signs are currently accumulating that instead of moving closer to accomplishing the elimination from national arsenals of nuclear weapons as prescribed by the NPT, we might be actually drifting away from this objective. On the diplomatic front, we have recently observed attempts to backtrack on some of the fundamental disarmament obligations and commitments taken in the NPT framework. Should we start to roll back in this regard, the whole arms control, disarmament, and non-proliferation architecture could be destroyed, opening up for an unbridled arms race threatening the security of all of us. The way we all honor our own commitments has a strong bearing on the credibility and authority of the NPT. The review conference of 2010 recognized the legitimate interests of non-nuclear weapon states in constraining by the nuclear weapon states of the development and qualitative improvement of nuclear weapons and ending the development of advanced new types of nuclear weapons. What we see today instead are costly and long-term programs of modernization of nuclear arsenals in virtually all nuclear weapon states running directly counter to this agreed language. Some of these programs serve the explicit purpose to acquire nuclear weapons which would be more usable and thus nurture the illusion of a possibility to wage, manage, and ultimately win a so-called limited nuclear war. We call on the states concerned to urgently reconsider their current nuclear weapon modernization programs and doctrines with a view to restoring compliance of their policies with existing commitments undertaken in the NPT framework. The recent nuclear weapon test by the DPRK, which we have condemned so strongly, should motivate us to redouble our commitment to bring the CTPT finally into force. We therefore urge all states which have not yet done so, and in particular those on the Annex II, to accede to that treaty as soon as possible. Mr. Chairman, there is agreement that the security situation has deteriorated to a dangerous extent over the last months. Some quarters argue that we should just wait until confidence and security conditions are restored before further disarmament steps can be taken. Such an approach will not lead us out of the negative spiral in which we are now drifting into a new arms race. History has proved that precisely when tensions were high during the Cold War, responsible leaders agreed on the most essential arms control and disarmament treaties. The underlying idea of the NPT is that nuclear weapons threaten security and disarmament increases security. We have therefore to contain the spread of nuclear weapons and seek their elimination. And the evident reason why nuclear weapons pose such a threat are their catastrophic humanitarian consequences with global effects. More you can find in the common working paper of 22 countries, including Austria. Indeed, we cannot separate national security from human security. The national security of my country is the security of all people living in Austria. Let me draw delegates' attention to the working paper on this issue submitted by Austria, which lays out some of our thinking on this critical issue, in which we try to show that there is more common ground than sometimes alleged. Mr. Chairman, my delegation is happy to see you presiding over our work because we share your desire to have a constructive atmosphere and to lead us to good results that promotes a better implementation of all pillars, including certainly Article 6. The full statement you can find on PaperSmart. I thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of Austria for